Hello, I'm Katie Manning, and you're very lucky because you're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio. Enjoy!
This is Gallifrey Public Radio, a weekly podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of Doctor Who. We travel through classic and new episodes, explore the extended universe, and play a few games from time to time. We do discuss news, content that has been officially released, and the occasional interesting rumor, but we'll warn you before anything considered spoilers comes up. Welcome to a special episode 385 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where if we've learned anything, that to prepare yourself for travels through time and space, you should make sure that you've got some good friends on hand and more than a few peanut butter sandwiches. My name is Kier, and I wanted to let you know that we are taking a break from our usual format this week to share a little bit of a book review. Not the usual kind of Target publications or anything of that sort that you might expect, but actually a children's book that was sent to us with thanks to Quirk Books for getting an early release copy. I will let the review stand for itself. Be joined in the studio here by a very special guest. You may recognize his voice from our outros, or might have met him at one point at such conventions as Gallifrey One, Long Island Who, or Dragon Con. He's a big deal in our house, but let's begin. Well, this is Kier, and I'm here with
Jacob Rees-Hansen.
Yeah, and we are looking at a new publication that's been sent to us from Pop Classics and Quirk Books, and they have sent us a title called Doctor Who, The Runaway
TARDIS,
which is obviously based on Chris Chibnall's current series and illustrated by Kim Smith. The story has been handed to us by, who was our writer? Rebecca Gyllenhaal. So it is actually a really, really interesting little story that Jacob has been reading quite often for the last couple of weeks. And we figured we would share our thoughts on this particular book. Jacob, who's this book about?
The Doctor and Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie. And Lizzie is having some adventures, right? And Lizzie's, she starts out the story very sad. Why is Lizzie sad at the start of the story?
Because she goes at school.
Yeah, she goes to school and she's having trouble making new friends. Yeah. So she goes home and she tells her parents, what's she going to do? She says that she's going to do what?
Run away in the woods.
Oh, she run away in the woods. And she puts on her backpack and she goes off into the woods to run away. And what does she see in the woods?
It was a big blue box.
Yeah, it was a big blue box. But she went inside and she saw something really weird. What was different about the inside?
It was bigger.
Bigger on the inside. Yeah, sure was. But then something kind of strange happens, right? Because Lizzie, when she ran away, she put a bunch of something in her backpack. What was in her backpack?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, those peanut butter sandwiches. And one of them accidentally, oops, falls down inside the TARDIS controls, right? So then who comes into the TARDIS?
Doctor.
Yeah. And when she tries to use the TARDIS with a peanut butter sandwich stuck inside, it doesn't go where she wants it to go, right? It ends up going out into the middle of Yeah, it's out in outer space. Whoa. Well, this isn't good. So she tries to push the random button again, and she goes someplace where it's full of
dinosaurs!
Oh, the dinosaurs, yeah. So that means that that ship, the TARDIS, can travel in time and in space. That's amazing. So, how do they fix the story? The TARDIS is broken because it's got that peanut butter jelly sandwich inside. So how do they fix it?
Because they will fix it.
Who are they? Who are those little aliens?
They are the one that can fix the TARDIS.
Oh, right, because they have lots of tools. But the tools don't seem to be fixing everything, right? Lizzie comes up with an idea. What does she do? She takes one of the littlest aliens, Blorp, and what does she do?
Put Blorp to the sandwich.
Yeah, she lowers Blorp down into the TARDIS console so he can eat the sandwich that fell inside. And that means that the TARDIS was fixed. Well, the doctor helps Lizzie get back home, but Lizzie talks to her for a minute, right, about losing friends and saying goodbye to friends. But the doctor knows something about this. Doctor has to say goodbye to people all the time. But she thinks it's okay. Because even though she has to say goodbye to some people, and she gets lonely sometimes, she's always making new friends, and she never forgets the friends that she had. That's something the doctor knows a lot about, huh? Yeah. So she gets Lizzie back home. But she has one more little surprise because in her backpack is her friend Blorp, who snuck in on her backpack so that he could have one more picnic with her with peanut butter sandwiches. Always tasty. We love those peanut butter sandwiches. And then the doctor flies off, saying goodbye to Lizzie at the end of the story. Now, if you could go anywhere in the TARDIS, where would you go?
To my own park. To my school.
Ooh, you would take the TARDIS to the park and to your school? I'll bet that would make all the kids really, really interested. They would love to know what this big, crazy blue box was. That would be really interesting. Do you like the book, The Runaway TARDIS?
Mm-hmm. And someday I will go in it.
Yeah, someday you will go in the TARDIS? I bet you will. I bet you will, kiddo.
Yep, someday you come and Mom will come and my friends will come.
Oh, that's great.
And what about the elevators?
Oh, elevators inside the TARDIS? I'll bet there are. Because it's always bigger on the inside, right?
Yep, just like the TARDIS.
Just like the TARDIS. Bigger on the inside. Well, thank you very much for talking with me about this story. And should other kids read this story too? Do you think other kids would like this story? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite part of that story?
When Lizzie puts her sandwich in there.
Oh, when she drops her sandwich inside. That's pretty crazy. And all the alarms start buzzing. Whoop, 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 whoop. So many adventures. It'd be a lot of fun to have. Well, you'll have to let me know what adventures you have when you're in the TARDIS next time.
Someday we'll go to the beach.
And the beach. Why not?
When the TARDIS goes to the beach, it lands down. To the beach.
A gentle landing. Wow. Well, that would be a first for the TARDIS. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jacob. And we'll have to go read this book again very, very soon. Like maybe tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Good job, Jacob. And there you have it. When we return to our standard programming as of next week, we will return to our classic rewatches with the Fourth Doctor and Romana story, Nightmare in Eden. Again, thank you to Quirk Books for sending us the advanced copy of Doctor Who, The Runaway TARDIS. We will make sure that we've got your purchase links in the show notes, so feel free to grab yourself a copy. But until then, this is Keir saying, support your local booksellers, buy locally. Allons-y.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Want to keep the conversation going? You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Or just send us a good old-fashioned email to feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. You can also give us a phone call at 754-225-5477. That's 754-CALL-GPR, and you may hear your voice on a future episode of the show. Everything's got to end sometime, otherwise nothing would ever get started. Join us next week for a brand new episode.
Jacob Pinson. Gallifrey Public Radio is copyright 2020. See you next week.